see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, thank you for being a part of our concert of prayer for the month of July. We're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of this nation and the nations of the world and the kingdom of God. The Word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 21, and verse 22, and whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That's from the mouth of Christ Jesus himself. He's the one who hears and answers prayer. I guess he fully understands prayer. And once again he says, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Our first item we're going to pray, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So let's pray that. Let's pray what Jesus told us to pray. Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to pray that right now. Right now, pray, asking him for his will to be done, for his kingdom to continually be implemented into the nations of the world. His kingdom come, his will be done in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Well, we were going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let us pray that right now. Father God, I am asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to set in motion that series of events that will advance the kingdom of God in this nation and in the nations of the world. Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. In order to do this, Father, you're most likely going to have to put in power those that you can use. Put into positions of authority and power those that you can use to advance the kingdom of God in their nation, that nation which they represent. Father, you're not limited. We're simply asking you to engineer the circumstances. Engineer the circumstances in the nations of the world to put those individuals in office that can ensure your will be done. You taught us to pray that. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, that's what we're praying. In obedience, Christ Jesus, in obedience to what you told us to pray, that is exactly what we're praying. Thy will be done. And, Father, we're asking you to initiate that in the nations of the world in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Our second item. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, bringing renewal and restoration to the body of Christ worldwide. Got it? We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, bringing renewal and restoration to the body of Christ worldwide. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we understand from the Word of God that the church is the body of Christ on earth today. It is the church that represents you. And we understand from the Word of God that the church is the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ. And so, Father God, we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Christ Jesus, for a move of your Holy Spirit bringing renewal and restoration to the body of Christ worldwide. Father, there has been such an intrusion of the world into what we call the church, and yet we understand that not all who think they're in the church are in the church, because the church is comprised of those who have been born again, purchased by the blood of Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God. So, Father, we understand that so much of what is called the church is not the church, but we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, bringing spiritual renewal, bringing spiritual restoration to the body of Christ worldwide. Father, you've got some discouraged people. You've got some defeated people. And you've got some, quite frankly, Heavenly Father, who have stumbled and fallen. Help them get up. Father, we need all the prayer power we can get. And that prayer power has to come from those who have been purchased by the blood of Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, enabled and empowered by the Spirit of God. And Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing renewal. We need spiritual renewal. We need restoration. We know those who have fallen to be restored. So we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing renewal and restoration to the body of Christ worldwide. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it, Lord. All right, our third item. We're going to pray, asking God to anoint the men of God to raise up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of David, which is symbolically the church. The house of David is symbolically the church. So we're going to pray now, asking God to anoint the men of God to raise up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of David, which is symbolically the church, because we are quenching and grieving the Spirit of God with our carnality, our indifference. So we need to pray now, asking God to anoint the men of God in every pulpit, in every denomination, every expression of the body of Christ, to raise up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of David, which is symbolic of the church. Let's pray that right now. righteous, thrice holy God, Emmanuel, Jehovah, Jehovah Jesus, we come before your throne as representatives of the body of Christ, and we come asking you, Father God, to anoint the men of God in every nation of the world to raise up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of David, which is symbolically the church. We understand that. We understand that. And Father, we're asking you to raise up those men from whatever race, whatever tribe, whatever nation. We're asking you, our Father and our God, to stir the hearts, stir the spirits of the men of God. And we're asking you to anoint the men of God to raise up their voices in every nation of the world, Father, in every expression of the body of Christ, in every expression of that which is the bride of Christ. We're asking you to stir and to anoint the men of God. Anoint them, stir their spirits to raise up their voices like a trumpet, as you said in the word, and to cry out against the sins of the house of David, which we understand to be symbolically the church. Father, there is so much in the church that needs to be burnt out, and there's so much in the church that will restrict you in revealing yourself for who you are and all you are and moving as you would like to move. But, oh, Father God, by move of your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the men of God, in the nation of the world, in every denomination, having them raise up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins, Father God, of the house of David, which we understand to be symbolically in these days the church. Do it, Father. Do it, we pray, in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, yes, Jesus, please do it. Item number 4, we're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception of every false system of religion and bring forth those who are the elect into the kingdom of God. You must understand this, people of God. Even in the false systems of religion, and there's so many, there are those that God has known before the foundation of the world that would at some point in time come to the reality and the understanding of who he is, the plan of salvation, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they would turn and leave that false system of religion and come into the liberty, the freedom, the love, and the light that is in Christ Jesus. So, we're going to pray that. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion and bring forth those who are of the elect into the kingdom of God. Let's pray that right now. our Father and our God, in this portion of our concert of prayer, we come asking you, Heavenly Father, to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion in the world, and bring forth those who are of the elect among into the kingdom of God. At the moment, they're among those who are not of the elect. They're in a false system of religion. But we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion, and bring forth those who are of the elect into the kingdom of God. Father God, we understand that hell is going to be populated with religious people. We understand that. We understand that hell will be populated with religious people. We understand that there will be those of the clergy, those who are in position of spiritual leadership in the pulpits, the clergy, that will likewise be in hell. There are those. Souls are at stake. Souls are at stake. So we're asking you, Father God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion in the world, and bring forth those who are of the elect that have been known by you before the foundation of the world, have been known by you as being those who would eventually come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, submit and surrender to his lordship, be born again and adopted into the family of God, and made a believer priest. So, Father, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every single false system of religion in the world, and bring forth those who are of the elect into the kingdom of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Lord, please do it. All right, item number 5. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness of atheism and agnosticism with a true knowledge of the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Got it? We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness of atheism, agnosticism, with a true knowledge of the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. They're captives in a false system of religion. And some of them are captives, having denied the truth, ignored the truth. So we're asking God to penetrate the darkness and the deception of those who are among the atheists, the agnostics, and with bring them to a true knowledge of the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne at this time in this contrite prayer, asking you, Heavenly Father, O Lord God, to penetrate the darkness of atheism, agnosticism, with a true knowledge of the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, so many have been deceived. So many have been deceived. And then, Father, there are those who were molested, and they got involved with the wrong group. And then, Father, there were those who were just simply taken captive as a result of the satanic warfare against their soul. They're victims, Lord. They're victims. And we're asking you to penetrate the darkness of that atheism, that false belief system. We're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the deception and the darkness of atheism. And we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of agnosticism with a true knowledge of the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, revealing, we pray, your love, your mercy, your grace. Father, they've been taken captive. They've been blinded by the God of this world, Satan. And we're asking you, Father God, to move in such a way as to deliver them from that bondage, deliver them from that blindness, and deliver them from that deception. And Father God, bring them into a saving knowledge of yourself. Penetrate the religious darkness that they are involved in, and bring them to a saving knowledge of yourself, and set the captives free. Jesus, you said you come to set the captives free. These are captives. Captives to a false system and a false lifestyle. So we're asking you, Father God, in your love, mercy, grace, move in their hearts and set the captives free. We pray in Jesus' name. All right. Now we come to that point in time where we pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. So while the music is playing now for about 4 to 6 minutes, take the time to make your requests known to the Lord. Then we're going to come along and have everybody agree with you. And we're going to intercede with you, asking the Lord to hear your prayer request. So now, take a few minutes, about 4 or 5 minutes, present your need, your request to the Lord. I'll be along in a minute, and we will be praying it together. All right, now you lay your petition before the Lord. Tell him your needs, your wants, your desires. Share your heart with the Lord. What is your prayer request? What is your need? Physical, financial, marital, relational, employment. State your need. In a moment, we're going to join you taking that need before the Lord. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne as brothers and sisters in Christ. We come before your throne as believer priest. And we come asking you, Father God, to receive the requests that have been made by these involved in this consular prayer, whether it's physical, financial, marital, relational. Father, it may be the kind of thing they couldn't discuss with another living soul, but they could discuss it with you. And we're simply joining with them before your throne and asking you, Heavenly Father, to consider that prayer request. We're asking you to answer it in a way that only you can answer it. Father, you know the deepest need. You know the causative factors behind the request. You know everything that's involved in that request. You know how strong the request is in the spirit of each one who's made that request. And we're joining together as the people of God, brothers and sisters in Christ. We're joining together before the throne of God, and we're saying, Father, hear the prayer, please. Hear that prayer. Whatever that need may be, Father, however sensitive it may be, however private it may be, Father God, we're asking you whatever kind it may be, we're asking you collectively, corporately, to hear that prayer. Bring relief. Bring relief. And bring release. So, Father, we submit it to you in the holy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We thank you for hearing the prayer. We thank you for considering the prayer and the request. And we thank you for the answer you're going to provide, Father, in your timing, in your way. We look to you. You and you alone to answer the prayer. We thank you for the privilege of making this request in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us in this consular prayer today. And until we have a chance to get together and do this again, be blessed.